A number of movies at the multiplex right now are based on fact. Just a couple of examples come to mind. Changeling, Clint Eastwood's dramatization of a child abduction case, and The Express, the life story of football's Ernie Davis. Our film critic Kenneth Turan says when you see based on a true story flash on the screen, keep in mind those initial words, based on.
Reality can certainly be entertaining. Just listen to actor Josh Brolin, the star of W, doing an impersonation of President George W. Bush that has to be heard to be believed.
Well, looks like we're hitting it off like grease hits a skillet, huh?
Well, I don't think politics should define a human being. There's more to people than just how they vote.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You're open-minded. Yeah, much more so than me, I'd have to say.
Yes, that's amusing. But I know from personal experience how upset people get when films tinker even slightly with the facts. I heard a journalist who covered the war in Yugoslavia eviscerate Michael Winterbottom's Welcome to Sarajevo because the film used the wrong hotel as press headquarters. I recently got a letter from a veteran of the U.S. Army's last all-black combat unit telling me what was inaccurate about Miracle at St. Anna. And I got an email from an alleged Hezbollah sympathizer deriding the inaccuracies in Body of Lies. I have my own theory about how reality and film interact, and it dates from my years as a reporter at the Washington Post at the time all the president's men hit the big screen. I vividly remember sitting in the audience and watching as Carl Bernstein, played by Dustin Hoffman, interviewed former Attorney General John Mitchell on the phone.
Sir, the Committee to Re-elect has issued a statement to our story, but there are just a couple questions.
Did the committee tell you to go ahead and publish the story? You fellas got a great ball game going. As soon as you're done, we're going to do a story on all of you.
Sir, there's just a couple of questions.
I'll call my law office in the morning.
Wow, I thought to myself. How exciting, how romantic to have someone hang up on you. Then I remembered that in the real world of the Washington Post, having someone hang up on you that way is depressing and demeaning. Not exciting at all. Even when movies are trying to be realistic, by their very nature they glamorize everything they touch. So if you're looking for anything like accuracy in movies, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's simply not possible. All you can ask of what's on the screen is that it be persuasive and dramatically consistent as a piece of storytelling. If you get that much, you're getting a heck of a lot.
Here's an accurate description of Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.